From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted down the appointment of Democrat Virginia Martin as County Election Commissioner. Martin has held the job over a decade, but it took the county over a month to officially release results of this November's election. Only Maria Lull of Chatham, Art Basin of Ancrum, and Peter Chipkowski of Hillsdale backed Martin's nomination for election commissioner. Gallatin Town Supervisor John Riley said, and I quote, "I think that we as a board have no choice but to look at a full restructure at our Board of Elections based on the results of this last election," end quote. Martin beat eight other Democrats at a November 25th meeting of the Columbia County Democratic Committee, receiving 52.8% of the second ballot vote against Aaron Stampler's 47.1%. Now Democrats have until the end of the year to put up a new nomination. The Board of Supervisors have 30 days to approve the nomination after Democrats put forth a new name. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II reports for the Times Union that Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin called for a review of the county's Child Protective Service office days after the death of a six-week-old under CPS care. McLaughlin said in a statement, and I quote, "We invite a review of county CPS responses and will cooperate fully and promptly with any review by OCFS," end quote. He wants the State Office of Children and Family Services to review the county office's operations and said he will conduct an internal review of the county's child protective services. Eli Ojeda Harmon died December 3rd in Cohoes after allegedly ingesting methamphetamine. Child Protective Services was overseeing the child because the mother moved to Troy and was not caring for the infant, and the child had recently had a possible skull injury and broken ribs. But CPS officials had not visited the child since October 29th. Anthony Ojeda, who claimed to be the child's father, was charged with second-degree manslaughter and second-degree assault. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that the State Department of Health extended New York's ban on flavored vaping products December 12th. The ban was announced in September for 90 days and was set to expire this weekend. But enforcement of the ban has not happened yet as the Vaping Association won a delaying court order in its challenge of the ban. Brad Hutton, the Deputy Commissioner for Public Health at the DOH, said, and I quote, "So while we remain optimistic that we'll prevail in court, we need to have the emergency regulations approved for an additional 90 days, so when we do prevail in court, we'll be able to move immediately to begin enforcing those regulations," end quote. Also on December 12th, Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration announced they will require health insurers to provide coverage for vaping cessation. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Diane Valden reports for the Columbia Paper that the Copaig Planning Board voted December 5th to close the public hearing on the proposed gas station on the northwest corner of State Route 23, County Route 7, and Carryville Road. The GRJH Incorporation application has been before the Planning Board for more than 2 years, with many local residents objecting to the proposal on environmental grounds. Bob Haight, Steve Saravisi, Marcia Becca, and Julia Cohen all voted to end the public participation of the process, while John Urban and Ed Sawchuk voted to continue public comment, and Chris Grant was absent. The Copaig Planning Board meets next at 7 p.m. January 2nd, and you can read more about this story in the Columbia Paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.